You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. China has announced drastic changes to the way purchases from foreign e-commerce sites will be taxed. The kitchen appliances company AO has launched an e-commerce site in the Netherlands, and internet marketing is rising in popularity in Vietnam. China has announced drastic changes to the way purchases from foreign e-commerce sites will be taxed, with the changes due to come into effect in April. Import duties will be scrapped for all goods bought from foreign websites up to a value of 2,000 yuan. However, in its place, a sales tax of 11.9% will apply. This will benefit companies that sell items that are currently subject to higher sales taxes, such as clothing, electronics, alcohol, and cosmetics. However, it will be bad news for companies that sell items that are currently subject to lower taxes, such as food and children's items. The new rules will apply to foreign companies that sell items from their own sites, as well as foreign companies that sell items on Chinese online marketplaces such as Alibaba, JD, and Amazon China. The Chinese e-commerce market totaled $589 billion last year. The kitchen appliances company AO has launched an e-commerce site in the Netherlands. The country is AO's third market, with the company already having a strong presence in the UK and Germany. AO allows users to buy products online and have them delivered to their homes for free. Customers can also trade in their old appliances. It'll face stiff competition in the Dutch e-commerce market, with other appliance companies such as MediaMarkt, Coolblue, Bol and Weerkamp already being established household names. The Dutch domestic appliances market is lucrative, worth over 2 billion euros annually, and making it an appealing market for appliance companies. Internet marketing is rising in popularity in Vietnam, according to research by Vcom. The study asked Vietnamese businesses what marketing channels they had used at the end of 2015. Search engine marketing and social media came in at joint first place, cited by 47% of respondents. Online news sites came in at second place, followed by text and email marketing. Offline channels such as newspapers and TV only came in at fourth and fifth place respectively. Search engine marketing was viewed as being more effective than social media marketing, with a third of respondents saying they found search marketing highly effective compared to just a quarter who said the same for social media marketing. The rise of internet marketing is also facilitating the rise of e-commerce in the country. 55% of Vietnamese businesses said that over 20% of their sales were made online. The Vietnamese e-commerce market was worth an estimated $4 billion in 2015. The Indonesian logistics and courier company JNE has announced that it aims to increase its revenue by 30% this year. To achieve this, JNE will launch an Android app called My JNE to allow customers to track the location of their parcels, locate the nearest JNE center, and connect buyers and sellers. It'll also improve its website. On a physical front, it'll expand its fleet of trucks and build new warehouses. JNE is also partnering up with DHL to ship items to Europe and SF Express to ship items to Asia. The Indonesian e-commerce market is growing rapidly and is expected to be worth $4.5 billion in 2016. And finally, Amazon will start selling food from Morrisons to customers in the UK. It makes Morrisons the first UK supermarket to form a partnership with an e-commerce site. Amazon users in London, Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham, and Newcastle will be able to order Morrisons food using Amazon's Prime Now and pantry services. Amazon and Morrisons hope that it'll increase online grocery shopping in the UK. Last year, online accounted for just 7% of all grocery sales. The UK has a digital buyer penetration rate of 88.2%, the highest in the world. In 2015, the B2C British e-commerce market was worth a staggering $123 billion. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.